Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Jenny. Welcome to Gems. How are you today? That's your day. Not well. Great, woke up this morning with a song of the heart. Hey, I'm going to speak about a subject that seems to have been pervading of people the last couple of months, I think 3 months, and I've seen a lot of things, a lot of reactions to that operation. One of them I see quite a bit of is fear. No, fear can, the thing about fear is paralyze people in action and despair. But we shouldn't be surprised that a lot of trouble, you know, people said it's a turbulent time in this world. Looking at the situation now, we certainly don't understand. But we can also know that God controls all things. It doesn't matter if it's positive or anything. Because God will allow him only so much. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that God won't intervene, but I'm saying that the president might be the control or anything, but in a sense, it really doesn't. Because you don't know if you're going to the next day. You know, yeah, that's why we pray every day, because, you know, you don't know what a day is going to bring. Also, I like to say that, well, fear.
Yeah, let me go to Proverbs.
Books in the Bible. First chapter, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and destruction. Now, the fear of the Lord. This type of fear is not cowering. That fear is respect, more respect. You know who God is. And as you see, you know, one of the things that I note, people who are being in the high office, a lot of spiritual, moral, you know, moral qualities. And a lot of these people are involved in fear, make people fearful, we're going to be going to have war, I mean, there are wars south, we're going to have war if we don't do this, you know, the country's going to fall. In other words, instilling a spirit of fear. But, you know, as Christians, you know, this is, I see it as our time to be out in front, be out. I see it now as a time people are fearful, people want to know where they turn to. As you've seen, a lot of the things over here, I mean, students, schools, our jobs, you know, it's just a lot of uncertainty as well. And this is a good time to share with people about Jesus, you know, about Jesus being a solid rock. One of the things that I share with this, I think this is one thing that I discovered is that Jesus is there all the time. You know, God's still the same. He had to change over the many years I've been a Christian. And he's like that solid rock that nothing will shake him. Things go all around, but nothing will shake him. Nothing will disturb him. Call upon as Christians, you know, he'll be there with us. I go back to the psalmist, in the 23rd Psalm, verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. God you have sent. And I, this is the one that I take to heart, because during this time, we need to see that steady hand. We need to see that even with all the trouble around, can be either be calm and do things, be calm and live our lives, see things that we need to do. I'm not saying that we, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that people shouldn't start doing things to change some of the issues in our world. I'm not saying that at all. Matter of fact, I encourage you need people to come together and find solutions to the many ills that are out there. But the psalm is saying that if God is with us, enduring these facts, we don't have to look to the White House, we don't have to look to other people, we have to look to God. Because remember Jesus talked about this a number of times in the world he was in. His country was under Roman rule. And they were very powerful. And they controlled everything. And looking at it now, I don't see any difference in the world of Jesus and the world that we're in now. There's a lot of uncertainty back then. You don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. Same here, you don't know what's happening one day to the next. People fearful of their job, fearful they're going to have a job, fearful of paying all their bills, fearful of getting into a school where they might get through, or even finishing college. We are getting sick. We are getting, running into debt. What are they going to do? There's a lot of fear of it. But we can put all these things in God's hand. One of the, what I see is, well, certainly needs to know that God is here. You hear a lot of things about, there's been a lot of them thinking about Christianity, or it's kind of Christian, quote-unquote Christianity as hearing. And a lot of people are confused by what to hear. God is a God of love. God is interested in each and every one of us. He's interested in world affairs, yes, and in people also. And as a transgender person, heard a lot of the vitriol directed to people like the LGBT community. Saying that we're still fearing us, others say that, we're free. They say that we're, some say that we're perverts, that we're sinners. And I reminded that everybody's a sinner. So that's the news I already know. We're all sinners. They're like, some act like this, sin. Doesn't matter what it is. And people are looking for it, which I'm here to share with you that God loves everyone as we are. He created each one of us as we are. We all have our own road to travel. We have our own journey. I'm certainly on a journey now. Lots of changes happening in my life. I see it every day. escape. But one thing certain, God would that, I know that, unequivocally. Now, one thing people can use fear against others, it's a matter of control. Now, control. But we don't have to be controlled by the world. We don't have to be controlled by what's going on in the world. Because one day, the world is going to end. God is always going to be there. He's going to be there. Because God was around long before the earth was around. Now, I've heard a lot I mentioned earlier about LGBT, and I heard of hear a lot of lovers of Jesus, and I often remind myself, well, you say you love Jesus, we already are. What's this attraction by the person? Because they have a different race or gender or sexuality or where they came from or socioeconomic. God, you know, has been. I like to add one thing also. It's been a while. I've thought about it a while, but I might as well make a mistake. I think the idea in America is what you have, I call cultural Christianity. In other words, you got to think like everybody. You got to look like everybody. You got to be like everybody. But life is like it's a person. If you get two people Christian, one Christian more valuable than another. Is a person more valuable because they wear a nice dress or they wear a suit and tie? I have nothing against that. If John the Baptist came around proclaiming Christ, I wonder how many people would laugh at him or reject him just because of the way he looked. But look at the circle Jesus had around him, the apostles. The Lord said that they were about the coolest there ever was. But look at the woman, Mary Magdalene, the woman who had seven spirits. One of them was going to be stoned to death because of adultery. As Paul pointed out in his epistles, not everyone was noble, not everyone was dead influence, not everyone was good. God chose us. Why? Because that's his good will. And he chose. I remember when I came to Christ, before I came to Christ, brother sank in my mind. But God saw something in me, saw something, and, I heeded his call. And layers of people have done that throughout ages. Layers. People are doing it every day. But fear can also be used, in a positive sense. What I mean by that is, earlier, it can paralyze inaction. Sometimes it can drive to the action. Well, I don't mean like running around scared or anything. Sometimes when you do things or you do something for the first time, obviously you're a little fearful. But I do why I do some open mic and I perform, I got some performance. And I'm a little nervous before, but what I do is I channel the fear that I have. It's concentrated on what I can do, what he's done. I remember when I ran track and field across like in high school or college, I was always a little nervous before I was fearful and nervous before every race, but that was a good sign for me, simply because, you know, it meant that I was kind of ready. And I ran some good races. I remember the two times that I wasn't nervous, and I ran into the worst race of my life. I remember those races very, very well. But as I say, fear can be used as a positive also. But it's, but like I said, fear doesn't have to paralyze. It doesn't have to keep us from doing the things that we need to do. It can drive us into action. Fear can also help us to have a healthy respect for God. All fear of the Lord, that's respect. That's what that's about. And I like to give you this word, you know, like a greater day God will give us today. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world. But one thing about Jesus, and God must come to you in the world. And all of us, we can have that same inner peace also, in the struggle. We can be concerned, but we don't have to be overcome with fear. We just go ahead, God, trust, and move forward. And I'd like to thank you once again for this, another time with Genevieve's family. Transgender host generally, and I look forward to coming to you once again. Thank you, and God bless you.